European Union leaders announced the bloc would expand by one member in 2013 on the final day of a two-day summit which had been dominated by the ongoing debt crisis in Greece. Sean Patrick Lovett reports.
As expected, Croatia will become a European Union member in 2 years, offering hope to other nations from the former Yugoslavia seeking to join. European Commission President José Manuel Barroso called the decision historic.
Croatia demonstrates that if a country meets our strict conditionality, we, as European Union, respect our commitments under the Thessaloniki agenda. The European perspective of the Western Balkans is very real. It is also a significant contribution to peace, reconciliation and stability in the Western Balkans.
The summit has been overshadowed by the continuing economic crisis in Greece. European Council President Herman Van Rompuy said Brussels was also moving to make it easier for Greece to access EU development funds to help boost its economy.
A comprehensive reform package agreed upon with the Commission in liaison with the ACB and the IMF, and adoption by the Greek Parliament of the key laws on the fiscal strategy and privatization must be finalized as a matter of urgency in the coming days.
European leaders also appointed Mario Draghi as the next president of the European Central Bank, a move that gives investors much-needed certainty over who will lead the institution in its pivotal role in the fight against the crippling debt crisis. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.